Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A magnitude 7.6 earthquake struck off the west coast of Japan. That's led to tsunami warnings and evacuation orders, as heard on the national broadcaster NHK.
Tsunami have been breaching the Japan seacoast. Tsunami will repeatedly hit the coast and may become higher. People in those areas must evacuate immediately.
So far, there have been no reported tsunami waves, but authorities say there have also not been reports of injuries or deaths from the earthquake, which cuts power to over 30,000 households. New Year's celebrations across the world took place under tighter security in light of the Israel-Hamas war, and the new year means new laws. In California, a law is allowed to take effect that bans people from carrying guns in most public places. There is an ongoing legal challenge. And the jackpot for tonight's Powerball is worth an estimated $810 million. This is ABC News.
The first presidential primaries are this month. Some former Trump staffers are now speaking out against his actions in office, his character, and what it could mean if he's put back into the White House. Former Trump Strategic Communications Director Alyssa Farah.
He knows how to use government better this time. He can put in diehard loyalists who can weaponize every level of government against his detractors, against the American people, against the media. It's almost too scary to fully wrap your head around what it could look like.
Farah on ABC's This Week broadcast. MMA fans are rejoicing. Former UFC featherweight and lightweight champ Conor McGregor is coming out of retirement.
I'd like to announce the return date for myself, the notorious Conor McGregor. The greatest comeback of all time will take place in Las Vegas for International Fight Week.
Video posted on social media. Conor McGregor is to tangle with Michael Chandler next June 29th. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Policymakers will propose new legislative maps for Wisconsin in January. The state Supreme Court has ruled the current maps are unconstitutional. Bob Moline is a volunteer with the grassroots organization Grow Action.
This is the best chance we have for truly fair maps, and it's the right process.
Court-appointed consultants will consider the maps, and new boundaries are to be established by spring. Republicans who drew the current maps object to the idea that the boundaries are unfairly biased. If Google searches are any indication, people in Wisconsin want to relax more in 2024. The website U.S. Credit Union says people in Wisconsin search for ideas to reduce stress more than any other topic in December. In other states, searches for weight loss and financial strategies were more popular. You're listening to Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Monday, January 8th, from 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., it's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. Please call 1-800-733-2767 or 715-744-3267 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Park Falls to schedule an appointment. Again, that is Monday, January 8th, from 1:30 to 6 at the Park Falls Community Peace Center.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Sink the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers ring in the new year with a 33-10 win over the Vikings. Jordan Love throws for three touchdowns, quarterback rating of 125.3, getting contributions from nearly everyone on offense.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was out there executing. We were moving the ball, getting into a rhythm. The run game was really great tonight, at a high level tonight.
Aaron Jones began with short runs up the middle, then bounced one outside for 19 yards.
Hey, I'm just running what's called. I don't know what they're setting up, but as soon as we ran it, I came off to the sideline like, great call. There was nobody over there. So
the Packers stay alive with a shot at the playoffs if they can beat the Bears next week. 3:25 Sunday afternoon at Lambeau Field. At 7-9, the Viking ship is nearly sunk. Head coach Kevin O'Connell.
Green Bay had some success on offense to obtain possession of the football, but this is going to be one that, you know, we've really got to take a long look at. I'm going to be, you know, the first one out in front of this thing fighting to make sure we don't have any more performances like that.
That's Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 30. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows around 20. Overcast tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 30. Daytime highs approaching 25 Wednesday with a slight chance for snow. 23, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Thursday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 26 Friday, 29 Saturday, and 29 on Sunday. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 18 degrees.
Brand new country.
Country. Been flying solo for so long. Nobody singing the harmony. Up there just me and my shadow. No bass, no guitar, no tambourine.
Didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave my That's Russell Dickerson at God Gave Me a Girl. Thanks so much for hanging with me today. Happy New Year. Here's George Burge. It's called Mind on You.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Baby, you're a song. You made me want to roll my windows down and
and strum a couple chords and sing from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head.
It's Carly Pierce. It's Chris Stapleton. We don't fly it anymore. So I saw Carly actually perform last night. I don't know what Chris was up to. I catch him doing like the intro for a lot of the NFL stuff, but I don't know if he was actually out doing anything for New Year's Eve. Hang out for Jordan Davis plus Keith Urban, both coming up after the break.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A magnitude 7.6 earthquake struck off the west coast of Japan. That's led to tsunami warnings and evacuation orders, as heard on the national broadcaster NHK.
Tsunami have been breaching the Japan seacoast. Tsunami will repeatedly hit the coast and may become higher. People in those areas must evacuate immediately.
So far, there have been no reported tsunami waves, but authorities say there have also not been reports of injuries or deaths from the earthquake, which cuts power to over 30,000 households. New Year's celebrations across the world took place under tighter security in light of the Israel-Hamas war, and the new year means new laws. In California, a law is allowed to take effect that bans people from carrying guns in most public places. There is an ongoing legal challenge. And the jackpot for tonight's Powerball is worth an estimated $810 million. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An 11-year-old girl abducted in Indiana was rescued in southwest Wisconsin this weekend. Authorities got a tip about a suspect vehicle in Barneveld and caught up with it near Dodgeville. They arrested three people from South Dakota. Arizona recently held a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence simulation. Participants listened to and watched AI-generated audio and video that appeared to be of public officials telling lies. The point was to help prepare state election officials.
So that we can have a live exercise where election officials can, in real time, react to scenarios that get thrown at them. So it's really about training, preparation.
Adrian Fonts is Arizona's Democratic Secretary of State. You're listening to Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Monday, January 8th, from 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., it's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. Please call 1-800-733-2767 or 715-744-3267 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Park Falls to schedule an appointment. Again, that is Monday, January 8th, from 1:30 to 6 at the Park Falls Community Peace Center.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Packers crushed the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers dominated the Vikings 33-10 on New Year's Eve and keep their playoff hopes alive. The Packers defense held the Vikings' Justin Jefferson to just 5 catches for 59 yards and no touchdowns. With Eric Stokes suffering another hamstring injury and Jair Alexander suspended, I asked defensive back Corey Ballantyne, when did he learn that he would get to play?
Oh, I had no idea. I had no idea till maybe Saturday.
Ballantyne intercepting a Jaren Hall pass that set up a touchdown for the Packers' Jaden Reed. Hall was making his first start at quarterback at home for the Vikings here at U.S. Bank Stadium.
I just couldn't get into a rhythm. Couldn't spit the ball around the field consistently. Just didn't have a good feel on it.
Packers linebacker Preston Smith.
Guys were causing pressure. Guys were not letting the quarterback be comfortable. He's not allowing big plays to happen. There's just a lot of great things happening with the defense today.
Preston, what's the best thing you think your defense did tonight?
We finished the game strong.
That's Packers linebacker Preston Smith. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Toasting to the new year? This celebration has been going on around the world for thousands of years. Many revelers include resolutions for the year ahead. It's an opportunity for renewal and to set some goals, whether you focus on health, work, or relationships. Intentions to improve your life is the best possible thing to do for 2024. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Randy and Nicole Spacek of Randy's Car Wash in Phillips would like to thank everyone for supporting their business of the last 35 years. They are very excited to announce that their son, Taryn, has purchased the business and is the new owner of Spacek's Car Wash. Watch for the upcoming new owner specials. Taryn and Randy will be available for token sales and customer support. All previously bought tokens are still valid. They thank you again for all of your patronage and hope you continue to support locally with Spacek's Car Wash in Phillips.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country Weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 30. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows around 20. Overcast tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 30. Daytime highs approaching 25 Wednesday with a slight chance for snow. 23, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Thursday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 26 Friday, 29 Saturday, and 29 on Sunday. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 18 degrees.
Brand new country.
Q Country.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, the next thing you know. You get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, the next thing you know. There's a U-Haul trailer. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you save the money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that rain. There the next 2 or 3. Next thing you know, weren't really trying. Next thing you know,
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Sure.
That would be Connor Smith. Is called Creek Will Rise. As it's Justin, Happy New Year. You guys got a bunch of New Year's resolutions that you need to start off with. It's the one that always cracks me up is everybody thinks they got to go exercise. And then the gym's packed. It's impossible to get in. And you're like, never mind. I don't want to do this anymore. But then again, every single year, we try. At least we try. Brett Eldridge, Love Someone, coming up next.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 30. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows around 20. Overcast tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 30. Daytime highs approaching 25 Wednesday with a slight chance for snow. 23, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Thursday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 26 Friday, 29 Saturday, and 29 on Sunday. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 18 degrees.
Oh, what do you got there, man? Only station that matters.
98 Q Country.
QCountry.com.
I don't live my life every day like you prayed that I would. Yeah, I'm a mess of a man with lessons to learn. You're the last thing on earth I deserve. You should.
to the river, get them baptized. Back in our day, if I'd have just stayed, I wouldn't be living in this condo, hanging out with Haley from Toronto. Got no money, baby, we were that close. Ditching uptown, putting roots down, down here on the outskirts.
Sam Hunt, it's called Outskirts. Sam had the new addition to the family there right before Christmas. So they are a family of four. So congratulations to the Hunt family. Sam going to be back out on the road coming up this year too. So he'll be busy. And we're going to get to Jason Aldean with the NEO Barstool. And he's on the way.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt. But I'm thrilled they have, because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Our words of wisdom focus on the family this morning, brought to you by Park Pharmacy. Also brought to you by Aspirus Medford Hospital and Clinics.
And just like that, the new year is off and running. It's hard to believe we've already turned the calendar over to January, and another year is before us. But time does march on, and that's why we need to make every moment count this year. Of course, that's what New Year's resolutions are all about, right? This is traditionally the time when we think about areas of our lives that need changing over the next 12 months, like losing weight or saving money. The ideas are endless, but there's one goal that easily gets overlooked, even though it may be one of the most important changes we can make. How about resolving to make every moment with your spouse and your children as meaningful as possible? Finding ways to engage with your family lets them know you matter to me. It could be a family vacation or even just going for a walk through the neighborhood. It could be reading to your children before bedtime or taking a whole Saturday to go to the ball game. What you do isn't the point. It's just that you do something. Whether or not you embrace the idea of New Year's resolutions, I hope you'll make a point of loving the important people around you more deeply and investing in their lives in the months ahead. And it's not going to be long before we'll be wondering where this year went. Don't let another 12 months go by without focusing on one of the most important and precious things in your life, your family. For more tips to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the chaos in Russia and the Middle East continues. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $100,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge write-off of taxes for 2023. Hurry, if you invest in oil and natural gas, you are allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment for 2023. Natural gas is the fuel of the future, and it just keeps going up. Call 1-800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 1-800-287-6691. That's 1-800-287-6691.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Here's a new way to ring in the new year. How about some peace and quiet? December 31st is officially No Interruptions Day, a holiday first introduced in 2014. It's considered an important way to take a break from your everyday distractions by focusing on yourself, your family, and friends. Those who celebrate No Interruptions Day say it's a great reason to turn off your phone, TV, and social media to instead slow down. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Randy and Nicole Spacek of Randy's Car Wash in Phillips would like to thank everyone for supporting their business of the last 35 years. They're very excited to announce that their son, Taryn, has purchased the business and is the new owner of Spacek's Car Wash. Watch for the upcoming new owner specials. Taryn and Randy will be available for token sales and customer support. All previously bought tokens are still valid. They thank you again for all of your patronage and hope you continue to support locally with Spacek's Car Wash in Phillips.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 30. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows around 20. Overcast tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 30. Daytime highs approaching 25 Wednesday, with a slight chance for snow. 23, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Thursday. Take a look at the extended forecast, 26, Friday, 29, Saturday, and 29 on Sunday. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 18 degrees.
Oh, okay, you ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
Q Country.
I guess you heard I was pedal to the metal on a downhill slide. Girl, you know those rumors get to fall.